Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. The last few episodes, I've been leaning in pretty hard. I've been pushing limits. We've been talking about flow, failing, and muting enthusiasm. This week, around the holiday season, I'd like to talk to you about peace and the possibility that perhaps peace is already here. Peace is already available, waiting to emerge. And so what if all you needed to do was to pause, full stop, right here, right now, and experience peace? Are you open to that possibility? Will you take this journey with me for the next 10 minutes or so? Let's check it out. One of my favorite teachers, Adi Ashanti, he asks all the time in his talks and in his meditations, what if the peace you are seeking in life is already here? I heard that question so often and inquired in my own practices so many times that I've come to trust that yes, the peace that I'm always looking outside for is already here. It's here in this moment. Let's take a look at peace. And I'm going to read you just a real quick excerpt from chapter 19 of my book. And the title of the chapter is called Welcoming Peace. Peace isn't something that happens from getting or achieving. It's a feeling that emerges. It feels eternal. It feels universal. And at the same time, deeply personal. Peace is what you experience when you shift beyond busyness and rest in the space of your natural state. It's the stillness you feel at the end of a long day and the aliveness you feel upon waking the next. Peace is what emerges when you're available for life. It's where you shine, and it may be happening much more often than you think. So what if you are able to access peace on demand, right? We open up our TVs, we turn on our TVs, and we access whatever show we want. What if we were able to do that as well with the peace, with the quiet, with the stillness, with the availability and the openness that we're looking for in our lives? And I'm here to tell you from my own personal experience that peace is a few breaths away. And all we need to do really is to start trusting it. And the way to start trusting that is to practice accessing peace every hour, on the hour, on demand. So we do that through breathing, simple breathing. Pausing, coming to a full stop with whatever you're doing, and taking a few deep breaths. So let's do that together with a breathing exercise called focused deep breathing. Focused deep breathing is simply a way of relaxing your nervous system by exhaling longer than your inhale. And in our case here, for this exercise, we're going to breathe out or exhale twice as long as our inhale. We're going to do that, and we're going to know that we're doing that by counting our breath. So this is what it's going to look like. We're going to breathe in for a count of two, and we're going to breathe out for a count of four. Just like this. Here we go. Inhale. One, two. Exhale. One, two, three, four. So try it with me. Inhale, one, two. Exhale, one, two, three, four. Inhale, one, two. Exhale, one, two, three, four. Take two more rounds on your own.
And now just pause for a moment. Let's just pause together, coming full stop, like really full stop. And just notice what's already here. The space between all of our overthinking and overdoing, that pause, that moment between moments, I call the verge, right? It's right there in the space where the peace emerges. The sense of settledness, openness, availability, brightness, perhaps even contentment and joy. Doesn't always mean that everything's working out exactly as you want it to. It doesn't always mean that all your ducks are in a row, because God knows my ducks are not in a row. But there's peace. There's that brightness. There's the aliveness, the pulse of aliveness I talk about so much, that runs through our body, our being, our lives, each other. That is always calling to us to experience. Life wants to be experienced. And so start to trust that the peace you seek out there in life is already on demand in this moment. You don't have to listen to me, and you don't have to believe me. In fact, please don't. Please start checking in. And this is what you can do. You can start checking in hourly. How about these next few weeks as we close out this year, 2016? How about you check in hourly or several times a day to notice where the peace is and whether you can access it on demand? We don't believe it because it's so simple. It's so simply in the palm of our hands. It's so simply in our pocket, a few breaths away. The sense of space, stillness, openness, clarity, vitality is always already right here. How do we find it? How do we check in? How do we start to believe that peace is already here? I've got a few ways. Peace emerges in space. Peace emerges in space, mental, emotional, physical space. The wide open road, the vast ocean, the midnight sky, right? The sense of openness you feel after a good workout. The sense of relaxation you feel as you go to bed at night after a long day of work. Peace emerges in space. So start to look at those pockets of space in your life. They're there. They're already there. Peace is found in simplicity. I love this. In the ordinary moments of everyday life, there is the essence of peace in that afternoon cup of tea, if you allow yourself that, in the sweet sunrise that you may catch a glimpse of in the morning during your drive to work, in that pause, that moment when you catch somebody else's eyes and you pause for a moment. Simple, ordinary, free moments that remind you of the peace that is always and already here. Name a few. Notice. Become observant. Become vigilant in finding those pockets of ordinary peace every single day. Peace arises from stillness. So when we can come full stop, and this full stop, think about when you are moving up into towards a stop sign. You know, sometimes we kind of roll through. I know I am guilty, and I've been called on it. Thank you very much. We could roll through stop signs thinking we've paused, or we can come full stop like we learned in driver's ed. Come full stop and count 3 seconds. Peace emerges in those full stops. So perhaps today, this week, you start coming to a full stop. Pause fully before taking the first bite of your dinner. Pause fully before giving your presentation. Pause fully before speaking the truth. Peace arises from stillness. Peace can also be felt in silence, in the silent pockets of everyday life. Those silent moments when you first arise in the morning, in those moments before you go to sleep. The silence that you sense when you're walking your dog or just walking in nature. The silence you feel when you look up at the night sky or when you pause to say a prayer. There's moments of silence available to us all day. Again, we just need to turn our lens and recognize they're already happening and they're already there. Lastly, peace emerges in rhythm. In rhythm, when we pause to sense our heartbeat. All we need to do is pause for 10 seconds to feel our heart beating, and we can already feel the essence of peace emerging. When we go out for a run, for a swim, for a walk, I talk about rhythm a lot. When we breathe in rhythm, inhale, exhale one. We did this last week, inhale in the being versus doing, exhale two. Finding rhythm settles us. It's like rocking the crying child, listening to music that has a deep rhythm. Gets kind of under our skin and into our cells. Space, simplicity, stillness, silence, rhythm. What if the peace you are seeking, is already here, just waiting for you to pause, to come full stop, and to experience it? What if? I'd love to hear from you. This peace that we seek is within our grasp in this moment on demand. Have a peace-filled day, everybody. Have a beautiful holiday and a peaceful journey into the new year.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.